There's a sound. Something familiar to everyone who lives in a Western industrialized country, but it's a sound you'll almost never hear at my mother's house. 5 years ago, my mom turned off the water to her toilet. She put a houseplant on top of the seat and opposite it built a 5-gallon bucket in a box that took over all the duties of its porcelain counterpart.
Well, I had seen the Humanure Handbook in the Fedco seed catalog, and it just sort of intrigued me. And I don't know, one year I just decided I would read it, since I was curious about it year after year. And I read it. And then I began to feel really bad every time I flushed the toilet.
That's because every time my mom flushed the toilet, she was rendering undrinkable several gallons of otherwise perfectly good water. And what's more, she was whisking away valuable nutrients that she could have just as easily returned to the earth. That's right. Humanure is a contraction consisting of two words. Human and manure. Here's how it works. You use the Humanure bucket in pretty much the same way you'd use a flush toilet. Everything's the same, except instead of flushing when you're done, there's another bucket right beside the Humanure bucket, and it's filled with sawdust. You use a little cup to scoop up some of the sawdust, and then you just dump the sawdust in the Humanure bucket when you're finished using it. That's it. And the crazy thing. The thing that always surprises people when I tell them about my mom's Humanure project is that it doesn't smell bad.
Anytime anything's stinky in a Humanure, you just cover it with sawdust and then it doesn't stink anymore. Except perhaps what's already in the air, which is like any toilet.
Once a day, my mom takes the bucket brimming with sawdust and Humanure and dumps it into her massive compost heap. There it mingles with her kitchen scraps, weeds from the garden, just about every other bit of organic matter she can find. And in 2 years' time, the Humanure cooks down into dark, rich, fertile soil. For the first couple of years, my mom was content just to operate her own compost heap and let her garden reap the benefits. But the more she did it, the more of a true believer she became. Strict adherence to the faith wasn't enough for her anymore. She had to become a missionary. She bought a case of Humanure handbooks and set up a booth at an organic gardening festival called Wild Gathering.
And I think I sold one at that Wild Gathering. And then after that, I was giving them away right and left to my sisters and nieces, friends and whoever. And if I used them all up. And then this last year, I decided that not only was I going to get another box of Humanure handbooks, I was going to collect Humanure at Wild Gathering.
My mom knew she'd need a lot of buckets for the project, so she went door-to-door to businesses in town. She didn't say what she needed them for, and luckily they didn't ask. She collected 8 buckets full in all. Not quite the payload she was hoping for. Attendance at Wild Gathering was pretty low that year due to rain, but relatively speaking, sales of the Humanure handbook were way up.
Yeah, I sold more at this last Wild Gathering. I think I sold 5 or 6. And I gave one away for Christmas this year to Natasha, who had been having plumbing problems. And I started my spiel, and she was really quite interested. And I think we may have a convert there before long.
Conversion. The ultimate goal of any evangelist. My mom admits that she doesn't know of anyone she's actually brought into the fold, but she likes to think she's planting seeds. Just introducing people to the idea that there's an alternative to flush toilets, she says, is a huge step forward.
You know, this is really a shocking idea to a lot of people, and a lot of people who come to the house will not use it. I have to make the water toilet available to them.
My grandmother won't use it. Neither will my mom's friend Rochelle. And then there's my girlfriend Kelsey. Last summer, the two of us spent several days at my mom's house in Maine before taking a road trip back to where we live in Minnesota. After quietly weighing the ramifications of sawdust versus water toilets, Kelsey finally decided to brave the Humanure. Well, sort of.
So you used it for some things, but you told me before that there were some things that you couldn't bring yourself to do.
No, I couldn't. I could not. I did not have a bowel movement. during our entire visit to your house. Over the course of 4 days.
I'd like to think that Kelsey's physical inability to make full use of the sawdust toilet was an anomaly. That most people would have no problem going to the bathroom in my mom's house in Maine. But I doubt that's the case. And that's not the only reason I'm a little skeptical about my mom's vision of a world humanure revolution.
It occurs to me, and I'm about 100 pages into the book at this point, that this is all well and good for people living in rural areas, but I live in a city. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to put, I mean, there's no, where am I going to put a compost heap?
You know, there could be building chutes and buildings. There would have to be temporary storage. Trucks would come in, take it out. Great, huge compost piles would be built, and it would work down very... I think where there's a will, there's a way.
I'll admit it. I'm still skeptical. I mean, I believe in humanure, sure. But I also haven't put a houseplant on top of the toilet in my big city apartment. And I probably never will. Call me a summer soldier in the humanure revolution if you will. But when I go home to my mom's house next Christmas, I'll be flushing with sawdust. And I'll be proud. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Curtis Gilbert.